Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
All right, Jason, I'm not even going to try to pronounce your last name. Hold on, I'm going to try it. Sorochinsky.
Works. Perfect. A plus.
Wait a minute. You said works. That means it wasn't right. Go ahead. Do it your way.
Sorochinsky. Yeah. Sorochinsky. So some people say Sorochinsky, Sorochinsky. Jason S. It all works for me.
You got it. Well, we'll have to give you a call sign because I'm Blade. We'll give you something that like hits. You don't have to do it. But let me just tell you what a pleasure it is to spend some time with you. And, you know, I know everybody by their first name and typically last name as well, but that's a tough one. But welcome. Well, what a pleasure it is to have some time with you.
Yeah, it's so great to be here with you, Casey, today. It's been almost 10 years since you and I have seen each other face to face.
Wow.
Do you remember when we met, Casey?
Let me guess. I can't even pretend to guess. It's been a while.
Yeah. So we, the sweetest place on earth, Hershey Park, Pennsylvania, we were at a chairman and president's club retreat. You were a keynote speaker and, you know, you certainly made an impact on my life then. And ever since then, we've worked with Zenix and the amazing team that you've compiled throughout the years.
Oh man. I do remember Hershey, Pennsylvania, because I remember there was a gift they gave me and I couldn't put it in my suitcase. And I was like, God, I can't take it home. And I can't remember what it was.
Big Hershey's Kiss, right? Probably like
it was huge. It was just huge. But I do remember I came home with some my kids' sweatshirts. I got the Hershey Kiss and the Hershey Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah. So, well, that's awesome. So let's jump right in, man. How have, this past year has been a little bit crazy. Everybody's worried about capacity and have been staffing up. Is that what you have been challenged with as well? And how have you addressed it?
Yeah. So no doubt 2020 was a year of unexpected twists and turns. You know, like most companies, credit unions face some of the same challenges seen throughout the entire industry. And while most had business continuity plans, we certainly didn't anticipate that this was going to continue as long as it did. And so when I think back on 2020, and some of the highlights, you know, it was about this time last year, our team transitioned to remote over the course of 1 week. That was about 95% of our team. So you think about technology, VPN, dual monitors, all that. We did that in a week in our area. And as a credit union, we transitioned almost 1,500 employees in a short amount of time. So it was just a tremendous lift. It was definitely all hands on deck. And the team came together. Also in March, you think about what was going on in the secondary and capital markets area with margin calls for hedges and TBAs. It was certainly crazy. And, you know, lots of phone call with our finance teams and, you know, just understanding what was going on. And you know, it was certainly a huge burden on the entire industry.
Oh.
On top of that, Casey, at the credit union, I have originations and operations. I also have the servicing component, right? And so when you think about the servicing aspect of the industry, you know, servicing it definitely wasn't a quiet year. And that team was certainly moving and shaking. When you think about payoffs, subordinations, inbound calls, lots of questions on the CARES Act, right? A lot of confusion. And ultimately we were able to provide some really great financial relief to our members, forbearance options, deferments, modifications. We ended up waiving late charges, waiving overdraft fees, ATMs. It was really, really great, all that we accomplished in 2020. And so when you look at that, you flip the page to 2021, we're almost a quarter in. I tell you, we're feeling actually really great about 2021, Casey.
That's awesome.
And we're feeling great because when we looked at 2020, we felt that we actually grew as an organization organically, right? And so we made improvements to our processes. We made investments in our technology, our automation. And most importantly, we really took care of our amazing team, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of the questions I always ask is, when we look at 2020, did we grow because the market grew, or do we grow because we grew, right? And so you look at a lot of organizations, double-digit growth on the origination side, record profits, helped the most amount of families. We did a lot of hiring. But at the end of the day, all things equal, could we do that in a normalized market? And we think we can. Our numbers for 2020 were very similar for 2019. And we think the same's gonna continue as well into 2020. So we're really, really optimistic. And we think this year is gonna be a great year.
So when you look back, you know, there's decisions that you make that you think you're gonna hold on to long-term. Like the decision we made at Zenix, right, is go remote. We were already remote once a week or once a month. We've decided as of right now, we're going to maintain the remoteness for as long as the leadership team is. But right now, quality of life is good. Is there a decision you've made that you think is going to remain throughout 2021 that was unique in 2020?
Yeah, man. So when you think of the decisions we made, they were really structured around our values as a company, right? And so those are people come first, do the right thing, and make a difference, right? At the core of what we do. And so when you take the first two things, people come first and do the right things, when COVID started, as a leadership team, we ended up giving all of our employees an extra 2 weeks of sick time. Right. And so you think about perhaps individuals who got COVID, or they were possibly exposed, or maybe one folks that are living with relatives or who are high at risk, or parents that were home administering school programs via Zoom or lesson plans. Right. We just said, put yourself first. Don't worry about work. Right. And so that took a huge burden off our employees to really do the right thing. And that's something that we're really, really proud of. And we also asked ourselves, you know, during this pandemic and going remote, how do we actually even maintain or improve our culture and morale during the pandemic or long term if we switch to hybrid or remote? And so it's definitely a really interesting question, because when we're on site, our campuses are pretty amazing, right? We have gyms and trainers and game rooms and lounges and amazing cafeteria, free food, you know, snacks, you know, all that good stuff. But what do we do now in remote? And so I think long term, we're going to be probably in a hybrid work environment where folks will be in the office a few days, they'll be at home, and we're going to have to figure out how do we manage both worlds going forward. And, you know, some of the things that we've done since the pandemic started to stay connected, right? Because we haven't seen each other in almost a year. We have daily one team, one mission stand up. So each day, every team connects. We have a cameras on policy. So whether or not you're in your pajamas, your hair is up, you just got out of bed, you're with a coffee, we expect the cameras to be on. We want you to be able to wave, say hello. We've switched to all things Teams, you know, and through Teams, we've done things like trivia, scavenger hunts, happy hours. We've sent DoorDash gift cards so we can all have lunch together, right? Not even talking about business,
right?
But, you know, if we were in the office, we would go to the end of the hallway and we would all bring our lunch and conjugate and be able to connect. And so we have had to reinvent, you know, what we do in both worlds. And, you know, some other things we've done, our employees, during as they're at home for the last year, we've also sent them a lot of swag boxes, you know, with sweatshirts at home. Our teams love Yeti. Yeti branded coffee mugs and water mugs and all that stuff has really been a hit. As well as, Casey, we've also brought in national speakers, you know, when we think about working from home and to just talk about life, right? And so instead of thinking the glass is half empty versus half full, we've brought in just national speakers, motivational speakers, just to think about life, nothing to do with mortgage, to raise their spirits since they can't connect face to face. So it's really been an awesome time, and we're adapting. I'll tell you, it's hard. Right. As a leader, as an executive of an organization, we are undoubtedly probably working more. Right. We're going from meeting to meeting to meeting. And sometimes it's hard just to say, hey, stop. Let's take 5 minutes. Right. How are you doing? Right. How's life? You know, tell me what's going on besides work. And that's something that we're really proud of. And we're focusing a lot in 2021 on those sort of efforts.
You are doing a lot. By the way, I just wrote down a couple of things that I thought, I don't know if you're watching my Zenix tips where I'm sharing things you can do in meetings, right, to keep them engaging or fun. Because I'm like, every meeting that you go into, you really hope to accomplish, right, the end goal and the results. But in the meantime, in the meetings, make it educational, fun. Is it a team building session, et cetera? Anyway, I'm doing a thing called Zenix Tips. And once or twice a week, I'm showing, hey, here's something else that Zenix is doing. But you just taught me something that I'm not doing. And I love it. And I'm going to do it in my next one. And if you don't mind, I'll actually do it as a Zenix tip. But it was the scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Man, that would be fun. Right.
Yeah. It's quick. It's simple. It's easy. Go find a fun thing around the house that everyone can come back and share. But it's just to break up the day and connect with our coworkers.
Love, love, love everything you're doing. And I love your motto. People come first, do the right things. And what a privilege it's been just a few minutes with you. How much you packed in of things that I can take for my own company. So I so appreciate you, Jason. Congratulations.
Pleasure.
You obviously have a great culture. I love how intentional you are. And so I maybe I can interview you again later if you don't mind, because I have a feeling you got a lot more, if that's okay.
Yeah, we've got so much going on in terms of priorities. You know, two other things I'll just share with you, you know, quickly in terms of, you know, for 2021. In terms of priorities, the first thing we're focusing on, and this really goes back to our employee thing, is and what we're doing, and it really comes down to, we're talking more about mental health and burnouts. Right. And so we're asking our staff just very real questions when it comes to work-life balance. We're asking, you know, employees who are working from home, they're at their kitchen table, perhaps they're sitting on their couch or they're taking calls with kids running around in the background. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we were all guilty of perhaps skipping lunch or a break or, you know, sneaking up after dinner, because it's just so easy to work on something. Yeah. And then, you know, given the volume in 2021, overtime was available, right? But we really are starting to look at, undoubtedly, we're probably more productive. We're more working more than we ever have. We're looking at two screens. And so working overtime because folks can't go anywhere, or perhaps they're taking a staycation. How does that connect into mental health and burnout? And I think it's something that this industry really needs to look at more in depth as we go through and as we start to evaluate, you know, what does the on-site and hybrid work models look like? Because that's a very real thing that we're focusing on.
Wow. You know, you think about it. It has been tough. This industry is as great as it has been, because it has been amazing from the standpoint we could be on the opposite extreme, right? Yeah. Closing businesses, not having enough volume. But looking at, this has almost been a year of everybody working like they've never gotten a chance to work or had to work. And there is some burnout going on right now. I've talked to countless loan officers who are like, I'm tired. My team is tired. But we want to reap while we are sow what we reap, or reap while we sow. Right now, the challenge is, how do you maintain that? Have y'all found anything specifically that you're able to provide to everyone to help them in that?
Well, I think we're asking questions and we're saying that it's okay, right? And going back to our people come first, we're making it very clear that, hey, don't choose work over taking care of yourself, right? And so just that affirmation from the leadership team and understanding that the whole team's gonna, if you have to take some time off, if you have to have a mental health day, it's okay. Right. We're all in this together and we're going to be able to help. And so so we think that that's been a really positive attribute of the team last year and going into this year.
I think you're 100% on point. When you ask the questions, it shows that you care. And the reality is that will help them from not having the burnout, because we're not just pushing. We really care while we're trying to serve the customers that's coming out in on us at a rate beyond what everybody's expecting. So, and you know, you want to ride the wave while you can, and there's this balance. What else are you working on right now?
Yeah. And so, in addition to everything that went on last year, and one of the things that we're really optimistic about this year is, we're actually reimagining our complete mortgage ecosystem. So we're going through a total enterprise level conversion. We started it actually 2 years ago. Last year, we started building out our systems. 80%, Casey, of our workflows, our systems are changing for the better. The employees cannot wait. I'll tell you, they are so fired up about this new system. With our new model, we're really focused on disrupting the status quo. And instead of providing, you know, singular points of experiences, we're really looking at what does this journey look like for our members, you know, before they apply, when they apply, they get their mortgage, they close, and even from a servicing perspective. So so we're really expanding that out and looking at what does that whole journey-based experience look for our members. And a lot of that has to do with automation, better communication, and just really imagining something different. So we're just totally thrilled to be going through that this year. As most know, you know, with volume, going through a conversion remotely is certainly unprecedented while continuing to grow. We've got a lot on our plates this year, but the team is geared up and we are really excited.
Sounds like you might be communicating to them what you're about to do. So that's what gets them excited.
We have about 30 folks across the credit union. So it's an enterprise level project. So everybody's excited. We're getting ready for UAT testing here soon. So people want to get in it, start touching it and all that good stuff. But yeah, we've been sharing little snippets that, you know, to get the excitement level going.
Wow, you got a lot that you're working on, and it sounds like an amazing culture, Jason. So congratulations.
Thanks so much, Casey.
What an amazing leader you are. I heard you say one thing, and if you don't mind, we'll end with this quick question, but I want you to expand a little bit. I heard you say one day, one team. So there's a stand up by team every morning. Can you expand?
Yeah, so similar to if you think about project management and agile and scrum methodologies, usually there's a daily stand up or a huddle. Right. We call it one team, one mission, right? So so we're able to connect once a day as a team, identify what our mission is for that day, what are the priorities we need to get done as we start our day. And so we do that every day. Every single team does that. And most teams do that across the credit union as well. But it's been particularly important in the remote environment because we're not able to see each other, you know, at the cafeteria or at the water cooler, grabbing a coffee, things like that. So it's a really critical point in our day that we're able to connect with the cameras on and say hello.
How long do the meetings normally last, by the way?
They're only about 10, 15 minutes, right? They're not designed to have, you know, these very elaborate 30-hour meeting minutes. It's really just a connection piece to talk about some high-level things, and then we start our day.
All right. Love it. One team, one mission every day for the teams, all the sub teams throughout the company.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's really awesome.
You know what? I've taken away some things, by the way. Yes, my team likes the swag boxes as well. It's really funny how easy it is, but something that really love. And so, you know, I got my swag on today. So, well, let me thank you so much for your time. And it's great to know 10 years ago when I met you that at least we left with some kind of mark. And I just want to say thank you on behalf of my team for just your trust and confidence in doing business with us. And hopefully we always exceed your expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Casey, for being an industry pioneer in this training space. We continue to grow, as I mentioned, organically, and we can't do that without the amazing platforms that you have and programs. And you guys are a big part of that. So thank you for what you do as well.
Thank you. You have an amazing day, and we'll definitely connect soon.
Take care.
Take care.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zenix.com/InsideTheMortgageMind.